Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Louisa Show, talking about domestic violence, domestic abuse. And what we want to focus on today is really helping you to rebuild your self-esteem and your self-concept. We hope that you will continue to tell family and friends about our show. Now we want to start off by giving you some very important phone numbers that you need to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. You are able to contact them by chatting online, by texting, and also by calling in. And the number to call in is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799. You may text the word START to the numbers 88788. That is 88788. And you may chat online by going to thehotline.org. Thehotline.org. So let us begin. Once again, we want to tell you that hope that you begin to practice some of what we've already said in reference to building your self-esteem, your self-concept, because this is very, very important. You have to rebuild the confidence in yourself that you are able to go forward with a positive attitude about you've already done. So we want to talk about building your self-confidence. We talked about last week that it's very important to begin to take care of yourself. This is not being selfish, but this is taking time to take care of you. Self-confidence and self-care are closely related. So how are you going to start practicing self-care? Well, when someone asks you to do something from now on, you're going to weigh the importance of what you're being asked. Are you putting your own wants and needs aside that you need to take care of for the moment? Or are you going to do what someone is requesting? I recently had an encounter with someone within the past few weeks, and I was asked to do something. And I thought about it. Said, you know what? I really, really, really cannot do this. I said, because I cannot. And Lord and behold, later after I made that decision, then I realized that I made the right decision because that was going to put me way, way, way in a hole that I do not need to be in. So you have to weigh what others are asking you to do. Now, the next thing that you need to do is start thinking positively about yourself. Start thinking positively about yourself. Do not call yourself names that are not yours. Do not call yourself dumb, stupid, because we all make mistakes. You make a mistake, you say, I made a mistake, I guess I'll just have to do it over again. You have to begin to build up your self-confidence in how you feel about yourself. Dressing is very important. I'm an individual, I really, really do know how to dress from head to toe. And then there are times I can walk around looking like a bum, but then I also know who I am. But then I realize when I really occasion, dress appropriately to go to my doctor's appointments, dress appropriately to be out in public, it makes me feel good about myself. So we want to once again give you that number to call in for the National Domestic Violence Hotline. That number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. And before I continue on giving you how to reach them, someone may be asking or wondering, well, why is she going to talking about self-esteem, self-confidence? Because it's a part of you coming away from being in a negative environment of verbal abuse, emotional abuse, and psychological abuse frame of mind. Okay? So you need to also make a list of your positive qualities. And let's say by being in a toxic relationship, you have forgotten about the person who you were before this happened to you. I know that I had to go back and reminisce. So write down or make a list of those positive qualities that you know that you have always had, and somehow they are now hidden. Okay? Write down positive qualities about yourself. And then go to your trusted friends and your family members and ask them to describe your positive qualities. So you're going to make a list of your positive qualities, and then you're going to ask at another time trusted friends and family members to describe your positive qualities. All of this is resetting your mindset that you need to be, which is loving and caring for yourself. So back to how to get in touch with the National Domestic Violence Hotline. You may also text the word START to 88788. That's 88788. And then you can chat online to thehotline.org. That's thehotline.org. All of the, to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline, they are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are some times when you really need someone to talk to that can help you to focus, or someone that can just listen to what you have to say. Now, also, just to let you know, by contacting one of these areas to speak with a hotline representative, they are able to give you more information if that's what you need. But most importantly, they are there to listen to you, to give you guidance if you need it, and to help you with whatever your situation may be. Now, we're talking about psychological, emotional, and verbal abuse. We are not discussing physical abuse, but we're talking about getting your self-concept back to yourself. A few ways. The public self, that's how we look in the public. Our self-concept, the actual, our behavioral self, and our ideal self. So what we want to do is develop the image that we want to present when we are around others. We want to be positive about ourselves. We want to write down our positive qualities that we have for ourselves. And then at the same time, what you want to do is speak these words to yourself several times during the day. Okay, self-concept deals with a lot of factors. You know, your sexual orientation, your education, your emotional development, your culture, your gender, and your appearance. But at the same time, what we're talking, we're not talking about the fact that you may have been reared in a home that had domestic violence. We're talking now about the person that you were prior to being abused. Once again, the National Sick Violence Hotline phone number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. You may go online, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. You may text the word START to 88788. That's 88. We only have about 2 minutes left. The individual's belief about himself or herself, including the person's attributes and who and what self is. That is what self-concept is. It's the totality of an individual's thoughts and feelings having reference to self as an object. So just think about that. How do you feel about yourself? Maybe that's a good place to start. How do you feel about yourself? We only have about 60 seconds left. So write down how you feel about yourself, because we want to build you up to have a positive feeling about yourself, a positive outlook on yourself, and not having to dredge up the abuse that you have experienced. It's going to take time for the abuse to go away from your mindset. But right now, we're trying to build you up to be a more positive person. We probably have 30 seconds left. I want to thank you very much for tuning in. And we're going to pick up on talking about this again next week, because this is very important to build up your self-concept and how you feel about yourself. Thank you very much for listening, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Have a great day.